Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP. And I've been thinking of the people who in the last week have survived the forces of nature and who are trying to recover themselves. I've been thinking of the people who are waiting for the necessities that hold life together these days. Telephones, electricity, and a place to use them. I see the different uniforms of the people who are working to restore life in these areas and give my private prayer of thanks to them all. My isolation for a short time and being surrounded by flood roads was just a mild reminder of what an act of nature can be. My mobile phone worked and the internet was there. The power remained on and the fans blew some of the humidity away. However, there are areas not too removed that lost the power to communicate. The telephone services were out, the batteries maintaining the mobile bases went flat. Trees blocked roads and water washed out bridges, and the local controllers had no way to receive or impart information. Battery radios tuned to the local emergency broadcast station seemed to be the only relay service. But that source was impeded by the other communication failures. It seems that in this state, the lessons of the past have to be relearned, and emergency communication networks have to have redundancy, backup, a plan B as a matter of priority. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.